Lawsuit: Indian H-1B worker paid Indian CEO $100,000 for job in United States. By Neil Munro on June 14, 2026. An Indian H-1B contract worker paid his employer almost $100,000 to keep the Michigan job that provided him with a path to a green card and citizenship, according to a lawsuit filed by the Banias law firm. Sajidinder Kalagra and Progress Solutions Incorporated recruited and hired plaintiff Rishi Misala, the lawsuit says. Then they successfully petitioned for him to join their team on an H-1B visa. Things looked up for plaintiff. But defendants then started demanding plaintiff pay his own salary. Defendants also refused to provide plaintiff pay stubs, which are necessary for H-1B holders to transfer to a different H-1B employer, unless plaintiff paid them. Then, when plaintiff pushed back, they threatened him with ICE, threatened his father, and continued to refuse to pay him. These acts constitute labor trafficking, forced labor, and document servitude are crimes. Breitbart News has reported on similar examples of employers' ability to extort H-1B migrants as they work their way through multiple visa programs to get the big prize of a green card and legal immigrant status. The white-collar H-1B population is huge. Roughly 750,000 contract workers plus roughly 250,000 spouses on H-4E work permits. And the abuse is nationwide, routine, profitable, and deeply damaging to Americans who want decent salaries, working conditions, and career prospects. In this case, Rishi entered as a postgraduate student and signed up for George W. Bush's three-year optional practical training (OPT) program in December 2023. Like many Indians before him, Rishi jumped from the OPT program to the renewable, mixed-skill H-1B program in October 2024. But on his first H-1B day at the company, Kalagra placed Rishi on the bench, told him they would not pay him while he was on the bench, and demanded cash payments from Rishi, the lawsuit says. Yes, they demanded their employee pay the employer to issue payroll, violating anti-benching, H-1B, laws, the suit says, adding. 12. Progress and Kalagra know that U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, requires regular payrolls to be run for any extension or transfer H-1B application to another employer. 13. Thus, by threatening to forego payroll, Progress and Kalagra were implicitly threatening Rishi with his immigration status. If they didn't run Rishi's payroll, Rishi would not be able to maintain, extend, or transfer his H-1B. 14. Rishi thus delivered approximately $8,800 in cash to Progress's Plano office under threat of losing his H-1B immigration status. Defendants owe Rishi at least $97,248.94 in unpaid wages and coerced payments, the November 2025 lawsuit says. A company official told Breitbart News on June 12 that Kalagra was in India. Neither he nor the company responded to questions from Breitbart News. Indentured H-1B workers. Each year, roughly 250,000 Indians get into the OPT program or the Companion Curricula Practical Training Program, and roughly 80,000 more fight their way onto the H-1B ladder. The competition is brutal for poor Indians, many of whom go deeply into debt, often with government-backed loans, to fund their OPT work permits and living costs in the United States. The debts are usually backed by mortgage family property and cannot be paid off unless the Indian keeps a job in the United States. But the payoffs can be huge, partly because some land very well-paid jobs in the tech sector, the Fortune 500, and Silicon Valley. The elite jobs provide high salaries, social status, stock plans, homes, workplace allies, and cars, and also the opportunity to quietly sell the jobs held by American colleagues to the next wave of similar background Indian fortune seekers. It would be a career transformation for me, India student Ravi Bhushan told CBS News. Most Indians, however, get sweatshop jobs in a pyramid of body shop subcontractors where they work long hours for low wages as leased workers to other Indian-run subcontractors. Their wages are kept low because the multiple layers of cooperating subcontractor CEOs higher in the pyramid skim the high wages nominally paid by Fortune 500 companies. The layer system allows cooperating ethnic Indian CEOs to gain huge profits by importing desperate H-1B workers to underbid normal American contractors and their American professional workforce. This semi-secret pyramid scheme has pushed a generation of American out of IT careers and keeps at least 1 million submissive Indians laboring in jobs that would be held by free-seeking American professionals. American media outlets have ignored this abusive industry practice for decades, even when it is right in front of their nose. For example, ethnic Indian Chanel Kaul at CBS News reported on June 13. Kishore Khandavali runs a software consulting company in Dallas, where nearly half of his 380 employees have H-1B visas. According to Khandavali, there essentially isn't enough available U.S. talent in his sector. News reports show that many thousands of skilled American professionals are being laid off by Fortune 500 companies, even as their subcontractors claim labor shortages and annually import at least 250,000 Indians via the various H-1B, H-48, L-1, J-1, and B-1/B-2 programs. American C-suite executives do not publicly complain about the H-1B abuse, partly because their peers stand to gain from stock bonuses created by perceived or real payroll savings. But many Indians rationally accept the workplace abuse, and many buy their way into the workplace abuse, because the H-1B program allows Indian migrants to climb a career ladder all the way to U.S. residency and citizenship. In contrast, Americans can trump the abuser by simply finding another job. That prize is immeasurably valuable because it allows Indians to transform into independent American citizens and to grant that amazing transformation to their close family and all of their descendants. With green cards, the migrants never need to return to India's society of new rich, ancient poverty, Darwinian workplace culture, and zero-sum struggles for status. Unless, of course, the migrants prefer the easy availability of India's cheap, lower-caste servants. Indian graduates know before they ever leave India that they will have to pay every rung on the ladder to get here and stay here, said Jay Palmer, co-founder of Project Eradicate, which uses lawsuits to expose fraud and help migrant workers. He added, "The H-1B is a vehicle out of poverty-stricken India. How would they go back once they have tasted the fruits of suburban America? Who can blame them?" The gulf between India and the United States gives CEOs huge leverage to exploit their U.S.-based Indian workers, he said. Indian staffing agencies and businesses continue to operate as if they are in the Wild West, he added. On June 4, for example, the Department of Justice announced it was seeking to naturalize and deport an Indian-born legal immigrant who violated numerous laws while operating an H-1B staffing company. Before the court, defendant admitted that, between April 25, 2015, and April 27, 2017, he signed and filed 11 H-1B visa petitions containing fraudulent documents and false statements made under penalty of perjury, and that he had known that those statements were false and material to USCIS's adjudication of the visa petitions. Specifically, defendant filed visa petitions with USCIS that contained a. defendant's false statements that he had secured full-time employment for the foreign worker beneficiaries of the H-1B visas at a bank, and b. fraudulent letters on the bank's letterhead with forged signatures of bank executives. In April, the Department of Homeland Security announced U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services fraud detection efforts resulted in the guilty pleas of Sampath Rajiti, 51, and Sarit Armada, 51. To conspiracy to commit visa fraud, U.S. Attorney Eric Grant announced last week. According to court documents, Rajiti operated two visa servicing companies, S-Team Software Incorporated and Uptrend Technologies LLC. As part of the business models of S-Team and Uptrend, Rajiti petitioned for H-1B specialty occupation worker visas to obtain foreign workers for temporary placement with various companies. Mada was Chief Information Officer of University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources in Davis, California. Mada had supervisory authority but could not hire H-1B workers for his department without further authorization. Between June 2020 and January 2023, Rajiti and Mada conspired to submit fraudulent H-1B visa petitions for numerous aliens. On those petitions, Rajiti falsely represented that these aliens would be working at the University of California. Mata lent his name and the credibility of his position to support the false assertion that they would work on projects for the University of California. In reality, both Rajiti and Mata knew that the positions listed on the petitions did not exist and the aliens did not work on projects at the University of California. They submitted false information, knowing it would influence USCIS' decision about granting these visas. After they successfully got H-1B visas for these aliens based on false employment information, they marketed these aliens as employees to other clients. As a result of their conspiracy, Rajiti and Mata gained an unfair advantage over other firms and reduced the pool of H-1B visas available to competing firms. Many Indian migrants leave poor middle-class families in India, often dealing with generations of reservation and religious struggles. An Indian migrant in North Carolina posted on X. He added. But after arriving, too many start looting honest Americans and even other Indians. Via, fake degrees, fake experience, forged bank loans, fake insurance claims, COVID payments, fraud, real estate scams, human trafficking.